Makshirin chapter 1, Mishnah 1, and just by way of background, so the Masechta of Makshirin deals with a concept that we have touched on, and that is that food, in order for it to be received impurity, in order for it to become impure, it has to first come into contact with one of the seven liquids, which are wine, bee honey, olive oil, milk, dew, blood, or water. So this, once they've come into contact with one of these, then they are now considered prepared to become impure, and then only afterwards can they accept impurity. So says the first Mishnah, Kol Mashke Shitchilasa Leratzon, any liquid whose beginning was welcome. And this is now going to go into an interesting rule when it comes to the wetting the liquids, is that the contact with the liquid with the food, in order to be able to contract tumah, a person has to be satisfied with the contact. The liquid coming into contact has to satisfy the person. So says this Mishnah, any liquid whose beginning was welcome, afal pi she'ein sofer l'ratzon, even though its end was not welcome. And an example would be that a person puts a dish, let's say, outside, and it rains, and the rainwater, he wants to collect rainwater, and the rainwater falls into the dish. So there he wants the rain, he wants the water now. But then from the dish, it splashes out onto his fruit, onto his produce. That he didn't want. He wanted to collect the rainwater. He didn't want it to splash over his produce. So over there, the beginning was welcome, but the end was unwelcome. Or shesoifu l'ratzon, or the opposite way around, is that the end was welcome, afal pisha and tchilasa l'ratzon, even though the beginning is not welcome. And a case here, example would be that at the beginning, person doesn't want it to rain. He doesn't, at a particular time, he doesn't want the rain to come. But it does come anyway and wets his produce, and then he is happy that it wets his produce. So in the end, he is happy. So in all of these cases, hareize b'chi yutan. So these are all considered into this rule, ki yutan, which is the rule that there has to be like satisfaction with the wetting. And he brings in the kati over there. If you can see in Vayikra, it's verse chapter 11, verse 38. That's where we learn out this whole concept that the wetting has to be like with satisfaction. Next is the Mishnah. There is an exception to this, and that is mashkin tamaim matamin l'ratzon v'shel l'ratzon. Ritually impure liquid renders something else impure, other food, well, whether it's welcome or unwelcome. So this whole concept of ki yutan, that there has to be some kind of welcoming or satisfaction, so that doesn't apply where it's the liquid itself is ritually impure. Because here, the impure liquid will come onto the food, and it will make the food impure straight away. And the whole concept of ki yutan is that it has to be wet before it becomes tamay. So where it becomes wet, and then only afterwards tamay, so then the wetting has to be this wetting with satisfaction. But in this case, where the liquid is impure itself, so the wetting and the impurity happens all at the same time, so there it doesn't have to be with satisfaction.